We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN. And the 993 ESPN app. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook Live. Catch my new haircut. It's awesome. We got the weekend coming. No. It is a 3-day weekend, Pete Woo-hoo-hoo! Shepherd. Back on Tuesday. So we got a lot to cover here. A lot of, I mean, we had like 3 breaking stories throughout the day. It's been a fun day. Many of you just getting in your car for the first time. Where to start? I tell you what, first, before we get going, Chris was giving scores. We've been watching things going on out west with golf.
PGA.
Who is JB Holmes? He's been very impressive today.
JB Holmes has been on the tour for like a decade.
Well, I've never once talked about him in my radio career.
He has a hole in one today as well.
Yeah. From Kentucky.
Hold it. He's from Kentucky?
I think so. Hmm. Bluegrass State.
Having a nice day out there. So Matt Kuchar, a.k.a. Tightwad, won a tournament in Mexico a little while back and used a local caddy and only paid him $5,000, even though he won. He won $1.3 million. Chris, you've been saying that people have been heckling him from the crowd.
Yes.
And he decided after a day and a half of this.
Called a tip.
That this problem could go away by stroking a check for an additional $45,000.
Yes.
And paid off the cat. Now, what's weird here is he claims he offered him to pay him up to $15,000, but the caddy turned it down. Now he's calling him up and goes, dude, you got to take it. I'm giving you $50,000 total, $45,000 extra, so these people get off my back. Can you imagine having a problem, Pete Shepherd, Chris?
No.
Where you just, you know what? $45,000, which is money I won't miss, is going to make my problem go away.
Well, I don't know his financial situation.
He's won $47 million in his career.
I don't know his financial situation.
That's just career earnings.
That's before taxes. So I'll figure half of that.
Okay.
And I don't know what his lifestyle
is. Maybe he's been divorced.
I don't know if he's got 8,000
kids.
He's
never been divorced.
Okay. All right. There goes that theory.
Well,
right.
He's known as a tightwad, so he's probably got most of it in the back.
Why is he known as a tightwad?
That's what I read. I read that people are not surprised. Other caddies are coming out going, I'm not surprised. This guy's tight.
Huh.
Is this important for birdie right now?
He's got alligator arms.
Cooch.
Is this Coocher right here?
I think so. It's what about
10?
Yeah,
it's Cooch.
About 9 feet?
What hole is
birdie?
This?
This is, looks like 10, which is his first.
No.
Got it!
Oh, he put it in the hole, everybody!
It's an extra $5 for his caddy.
4 under. -4. Birdie 10, par 4, get a 3.
But it's his first hole. He's starting on 10.
Oh, just starting?
Yeah.
Oh, so people don't know. The news that he's paying, I mean, people are probably still out there heckling him.
Oh, yeah.
But this is regular caddy with him, right?
This is his real caddy,
if his regular caddy was with him, he would have paid him the $45,000?
Well, they have a deal in place.
Yeah.
Which he probably would have paid him more, to be honest.
The deal that was in place with this caddy, and I can pull up his name real quick.
Why would the caddy accept anything less than 10, or how about 8%?
Because the caddy's a local caddy who was guaranteed. Caddies are not guaranteed money on a week-to-week basis.
Well,
so
no caddy's guaranteed anything.
These guys have contracts with their golfers.
Various golfers, yeah.
That it's written out in black and white what they get.
But the etiquette is if you win, you're supposed to give 10%.
Okay, but the local caddy who said a good day is $200.
Right.
At the beginning of the week, agreed to $3,000.
Yeah.
Because he's guaranteeing it. If Matt Kuchar goes out there and blows up and shoots a first round 80, this caddy is still getting his $3,000.
Right.
As opposed to a normal caddy, a regular caddy, his caddy would get nothing.
By the way, this guy makes about $46,000 a year. So if he gives him the 50, he's doubled his income for the year.
Which is why I can't believe that he turned down the 15.
I was surprised
to start
with. I mean, let's face it. We could say that. Okay, this is bad negotiating. This is a local Mexican Latino golf. I mean, this was a huge day for him. Regardless, this is not a guy that's got a lot of money. All right, he works at this golf course for a living as a professional caddy, and it feels like he was taken advantage of because the marketplace is different down there because it's not part of the regular PGA. It's down in Mexico.
Do you think he talked? Maybe should have. No, maybe he did talk to people and said, hey, what should I ask from Matt? What should I ask from this guy?
What happened is Cooch, at the last second, said, okay, I'm going to go play this tournament.
Right.
Matt Kuchar did.
And
his caddy had already, I don't know if he like planned a family vacation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had plans to caddy for somebody else in a different tournament. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you got to get the local guy who at least has some course knowledge.
Yeah,
he had a lot of knowledge. He won the tournament.
Guy who could say, don't hit it there.
Yeah.
Hit it there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Go left.
Easier
right
said
is back.
Done.
Oh, not for those guys.
And Tiger Woods, a very predictable pedestrian, one under.
I'll say it again. 17 of 18 greens in regulation.
He's about to birdie this hole. He's on
four
now.
Three putts. He shot us. What did he shoot? A 70, he had 34 putts.
Mm-hmm.
Half of his strokes were on the green.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
No, it's very believable.
No, it's unbelievable, Craig. I just said it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I knew when I got up this morning, Tiger was probably going to shoot a one under. I should have put Skittles on this. This is what he does in the first round.
You should have.
Now, he's got to start his second round because this is delayed. He's got to start. No, I think he starts at 5
o'clock. No, he's starting right now.
He's got a birdie putt coming. He just made a great pitch.
All right, so this is his first hole in the second round.
Yeah,
today.
I believe he's putting for birdie.
So he's got
up.
He is. He's got a 3-foot birdie
it's
putt.
It's 2 o'clock, 4.5 hours. So he'll get done today if it doesn't rain again.
It'll be close.
Sunsets at about 6:20.
Yeah, it'll be close.
Okay.
And Phil will start his round later this evening, which it'll get called for darkness, which will actually be his third straight round where he hasn't been able to finish because of darkness.
That's true.
It happened to him in the final round at Pebble. It happened to him yesterday.
Don't forget his false start on the first round in the rain. He holds out
from a bunker for par and then doesn't count.
I have a cool story to share with you all because we just had Phil Castanetti on from Sports World USA, Sports Memorabilia. This is kind of related. There was in Houston, Texas today, or this week, I'm sorry. It was the 99th day of school. And so this school's tradition, on the 99th day, everybody's allowed to wear their J.J. Watt jerseys. And there are plenty of them in the Houston area. He's a folk hero down there, in addition to being the most popular
football
player.
Can't wear them unless it's the 99th?
Well, this story, what didn't happen today, but it's a little out of date.
This week.
Oh, okay.
It's this week.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was this one kid who wanted to wear a J.J. Watt jersey, but he didn't have one, couldn't afford one, whatever the case is.
They're expensive.
So they are. So he made up his own out of clothespins and tape and like made this very awkward taped up 99 on a T-shirt and took pictures with people. His teacher tweeted it out. I don't know if she got permission to tweet out pictures of minors in the classroom, but that's another story for another day. Anyway, J.J. Watt caught wind of it and saw it and said, well, that kid needs a real jersey. So J.J. Watt shows up at the school with multiple jerseys, probably home and away.
Oh, that's great.
And name was Brock. J.J. said, now I have another friend named Brock. Uh-huh. And said, here's a couple jerseys, man. Thanks for being a fan. And I thought that was super
Who's
cool.
Who's his other friend named Brock?
Osweiler.
Oh.
They were teammates for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Everybody forgets about Brock Osweiler. Is he technically still a Dolphin?
No.
No.
He's been released?
He's a free agent.
Free agent.
Oh, okay.
Out of contract. Well, I guess not
March
yet.
1st, right?
Yeah, yeah,
if
not
they tank,
yet.
They could always resign him and not draft Kyler Murray.
I'll tell you, man, what he showed me on that Thursday night blowout against the Houston Texans, that's a guy that can get the Dolphins where I think they need to be. Number one draft pick next year.
Oh, see, he's still torn. You don't know what to do.
I know.
You don't know what direction to go in.
That's what this team does to me. They just they take my heartstrings and they pull all different ways on them. And I would take Haskins,
and you'd be happy.
And
with
I'd
that.
Be happy
and
with Dwayne
all
Haskins.
All bets are
yes.
off for Tua, Trevor yeah, Lawrence. That, you're done.
Yes. Let's see if this guy works. I think that he's got the size. He's got the arm talent. What do you hang 62 on Michigan? Yeah. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, go blue, right?
No surprise.
Yeah, he had a good game.
A very good game.
How do you do against Purdue?
Sucked.
If you played Michigan every week, you'd go 10-0, 11-0.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me, since it's Friday, I have a list for you guys real quick. We'll blow through it.
Love a good list.
Yeah.
This is put together by Kate Rooney. This was on one of our topic polls things.
Kate?
Kate. I don't know who she writes for. 10 college football coaches under the most pressure heading into 2019. Some of this is trite and worn out.
Is it college or pro?
This is college.
Okay.
Willie Taggart.
Got to be at the top of the list.
Again, this isn't in any order, but yes, these names are here.
Fighters offensive line coach today, by the way, just in the nick of time.
Yeah. Clay Helton is the first one mentioned from Southern Cal after a disappointing 5-7 year.
They're going to be
bad.
Who's
their quarterback? Is that freshman any good? Now he's going to be a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be bad next year.
Yeah, they are. Next on the list.
That is a sad state of affairs.
Chris Ash, Rutgers. Perpetually on the hot seat every 3 years. Nobody cares about
Rutgers.
They shouldn't even be in the Big Ten. Next on this list, Pete Shepard. Mr. Jim Harbaugh of Michigan.
Doubt about it. He's on the hot seat right now as we speak.
I think Michigan's just grown so accustomed to losing to Ohio State that it's like they don't even care anymore.
Well, it's part of the schedule.
They are numb because they experienced something that's never happened
Feel bad for Michigan fans.
Let's not forget they were embarrassed in the Peach Bowl also.
I feel really bad for Michigan fan. I mean, this is like 3 straight years where they get excited.
4 straight.
Really excited about the team that they have, and it
backfired.
Trying to snap
that Saturday after Thanksgiving, it just all falls apart.
4-game losing streak to the Ohio State University. Never ever done in the history of that fine institution.
And sure enough, I guarantee it. Who's our big Michigan Wolverine fan? I think it's Chris in the Cape.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, come August, he's going to be calling us up talking about Michigan, go blue, Shea Patterson. I don't want to hear it this year, Michigan fan. I don't want to hear it.
It's almost like Michigan can be awesome. They can have a phenomenal start to the year, but we're all going to go, check in with me in November.
Justin Fields is still hanging out there.
right.
He's playing this
shouldn't
year.
Shouldn't be,
oh,
but
man.
Yeah.
You know what? He, that's fine as long as my boy gets to play for Miami.
Yeah, because the NCAA and the
as long as Tate Martell gets to play for Miami. And now we didn't get to this yesterday. Now the revising, that mitigating circumstance, you're a psycho dementia, my psyche's all messed up, my rods and cones don't work. Now they're trying to back out of it because all of a sudden their NCAA is reviewing the process.
Yeah.
The NCAA.
I'll continue with this list. Yeah. However, Tiger Woods has about a 4-footer for birdie here, so we will pause. And we will wait to see how he does. Now, this is second round now, Chris. So whatever. I'm off
you're
the hook.
Good now.
I was correct today.
Look, you nailed it. Sorry. But you know what I did, unlike you?
I stuck to my guns. I never wavered from -1. Oh, he got it. He got it. Birdie. So 2-under for the tournament, 1-under for the second round.
See him look at you through the camera? That was a stare right at you, Craig. Boom.
With those tiger eyes.
Yeah.
He was looking at me.
Said, you might have great hair, but look at this.
Yeah. No doubt. I have better hair than Tiger.
317 texting in. I don't care. Go blue.
Yeah. All right. Also on the hot seat already for college football.
I'll go 4 losses.
Why is Jeremy Pruitt from Tennessee? He just moved in.
He should not be on the hot seat yet. He
had a great recruiting class.
It says, despite a disappointing 5-7 finish in his first year. That's a great year considering what he inherited.
Other than mine. Look how they played against some of the best. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous
That is
list.
Ridiculous. And they had a good recruiting class this year considering what he went through.
They're going to go and pillage Missouri's football team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, Pete, you might want to turn your headphones down for this one.
Don't say me. What?
Scott Frost, Nebraska, already hot seat. Remember, even though you had him as coach of the year, they started out 0-6.
Yeah, I know, but they played a lot better down the stretch. But
finished 4-8.
They won like 4 of their last 7, though.
Yeah, they did.
For their last 6.
All right.
Got to give them a chance. I don't know how you can.
0-6.
There was a big difference in the games that Nebraska played last year as opposed to discombobulated Florida State. There's a huge difference. That team looked completely disinterested and befuddled and no enthusiasm at all. At least Nebraska lost a couple of close ones and played pretty hard.
Ohio State.
Besides that.
No.
Ohio State was
very close.
And against Penn State close.
They probably should have won that game.
Northwestern, they could have won that one.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
No, I don't like him or Jeremy Pruitt being on this
list.
I agree.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
Gus Malzahn's always on this list. Although this is going to be his bounce back year.
Every other year.
All right, this is not. Here's where the list gets stupid.
Well, it was already, but okay.
Mac Brown, North Carolina, hadn't coached a game yet, and he's going to be on the hot seat?
He's on the hot
Come
seat.
On.
You kidding me?
Who is this? Kate? Come on, Kate. That's horrible.
My gut feeling is they might be the most improved team in the ACC.
He's making some
much,
noise recruiting-wise right now.
Is.
Just got a 4-star wide receiver
commit.
Get
that commit. Checkbook out.
Yep.
Pay him, Tar Heel. Pay him. Pay
now,
the
there
man.
Will inevitably be an NCAA investigation to follow.
Absolutely.
Neither here nor there.
But he'll retire by then.
Well, and it's the Tar Heel, so they'll probably get it just pawned off on like the women's basketball program or something
exactly.
like that.
Yep.
That's happened.
All right, Willie Taggart is on this list. 5-7 last year.
Now, that's fair.
The wheels are off.
But 5-7, but look at the games.
Oh.
Look at the humiliation.
I mean, one of those wins was a last-second touchdown over Samford.
Yeah.
Not Stanford,
yeah,
Samford.
Yeah. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State? Why is Mike Gundy on this list? They went 6-6 this year. Everybody's losing their mind?
Yeah, but remember all that they lost the year prior when they lost the, 103-104 to Oklahoma.
Yeah,
like,
but he's the best coach they've ever had. And Lovie Smith at Illinois? Yeah, you betcha. He's
That's
on the hot
fair.
Seat there.
They put a lot of money into the facilities with Illinois a few years ago, and they're not seeing the...
When's the last time that team was any good?
Jeff George?
No. What was the guy's
Tony
name?
Easton.
Juice Williams? Was that the quarterback's
name?
Oh,
yeah.
Name?
Yeah.
Juice.
What, like mid-2000s?
Good memory. Yeah.
Yeah, they had...
He definitely was a one-man team.
Mendenhall was their running back, right?
That's right.
Maybe a two-man team.
Yeah. Come at me.
No,
man, look at that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, their stadium is hideous.
Yeah.
Well, it's Illinois.
Yeah, but they're still playing that artificial turf nonsense?
Yes, but so does...
It's awful.
Half the league.
90% of the Big Ten plays on...
Well, no, not the turf. Not the new turf stuff. It looks like they still play
on... Oh, the old AstroTurf?
No,
like
nobody
stadium?
Plays on that. Everybody's got the rubber pellets below it.
Which I would think would get in your eye all the time.
You know what? There's actually, not to go off on a tangent here, but there was some research that came out a few years ago because an unusually high, like a disproportionate amount of soccer goalies were developing some sort of cancer. And they linked it back to, because they're falling down on the ground more than anybody else, linked it back to those rubber pellets and some chemical that's in them. Yeah.
Well, they're chewed up tires is what they were back in the day, right? Oh, man. I'd wear goggles. And one side note that doesn't have to do with anybody being on the hot seat.
Well, I think it was breathing it in, not looking at it.
Oh, okay. Clemson's Dabo Swinney thinks Duke Zion Williamson could play quarterback in college football. Just a little side note there.
I can see that.
Transfer.
Is that tampering? Talking about another team's player? Another sport?
LeBron will be at Duke's game Saturday.
That's
against
two games
NC
in a
State.
Row. What's he doing? Is he recruiting?
Well, he said, no, this isn't tampering, even though he's going with Rich Paul, an agent.
Yeah. He's putting the next future super team together.
He said it wasn't tampering when Shaq and AI came to watch me play in high school.
Oh.
Which I see that.
All right.
Yeah, he'll be
good enough.
More than likely with the Knicks, along with Kevin Durant and not Kyrie Irving.
And Kyrie Irving.
No,
who's Zion?
Not, he's not going. Yeah. If they get that number one pick.
Could be.
Yep.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
All day long.
You look like one.
I look like a BG? Which one? Not the hairy
one. Coiffed hair.
Oh, yeah.
Andy?
Yeah. I have nicely coiffed hair today. Brand new haircut, looking good, feeling
like
good.
No BG. You don't have the full beard.
There was one that didn't have a beard.
He's dead now.
A couple of them are dead.
Two of them are dead.
And I can't hit this note. My pipes are too good. I can't get that high. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. While we were watching some golf here with the Genesis Open, I saw that President Trump upgraded the indoor room-size golf simulator installed at the White House, according to the Washington Post. It reportedly allows the president to play virtual rounds at courses all over the world by hitting a ball into a large video screen.
Who
it's an
paid
upgrade.
For it?
Strong move.
It's an upgrade of the older and less sophisticated simulator that was installed by President Barack Obama. The cost of the installation was $50,000. Chris, how would you like to have a $50,000?
I don't know if I might retire. I could like live with that in my garage. I'm not sure I'd ever come out.
Yeah, I'd have
I would be sick. I would be like
vitamin D deficiency because I'd have no direct contact with sunlight.
That would be so bad. It was bad when the Wii Golf game came out. I was addicted to that. Yeah. That was bad enough, and that was really low tech, high tech slash, but low tech.
When I bring my putting green out to the living room,
hardwood floors or tight carpet. What do we got? What do you got there?
Oh, you bring
what,
it
in my house.
You bring the green out. You bring it
out. Yeah, I've got a green
like
out, though. Right.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
So, and that. I mean, I can do that for a couple hours straight.
Yeah.
Get really dialed in on my lines.
By the way, Trump paid for the $50,000 himself. Out of his own pocket.
Strong move.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. And 239 with just the worst take of the day. Kuchar backtracked, will pay the caddy now. Still a bum. You're so far off base, 239. You don't even realize how far you're off base because you can't even see the base.
So is he going to pay
him? Yes, he's paying him $50,000.
Oh, I thought you made that up.
Why would we make that up?
No, not you. I thought you were just going off a theory like I would give him an extra 45. So, yeah, I didn't see it.
He's doing that.
He caved to pressure and realized he did wrong.
A five-minute segment on that.
No, yeah. I know we did a segment, but I actually thought.
You thought we were talking hypothetically.
I thought you were talking hypothetically.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what else is not hypothetical. We have a local sports team or sports athletic department here that is tearing it up.
FSW Buccaneers, they're 54-0 right now in men's basketball, women's basketball, women's softball, or softball and baseball. Although the Bucks baseball team is in trouble right now. They're down 8-0 after three. But.
Oh! Hope we didn't jinx them. Rally!
Seriously.
Rally!
But still, that is an amazing accomplishment at FSW.
Good job, guys and girls.
54-0.
The men's
team, number one JUCO in the country.
Yeah, number one ranked team in the country.
Wow. That's cool.
Did they just play? I don't know.
Wow,
season's winding down.
Everywhere you took classes has gone number one in sports in something.
Fact. Maybe I should, call some of the schools that said no.
Yeah.
And say, hey, maybe you want to rethink this.
Well, it's too late now. No point in it, really.
No, I'm petty.
You're not going back to school.
I'll hold on. I don't care. I can hold a grudge. You can give me an honorary doctorate.
I was just going to say, you're going to earn your master's. You're already talking honorary doctorate. All right.
I'd do it.
For your hard work in the field of radio and broadcasting?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Come give a speech on graduation day and give you an honorary doctorate?
You know what, UCF? Maybe you would have actually won a national championship had you let me in.
You got the touch.
Huh? Valencia. Don't tell me to go there.
No.
The community college up in Orlando.
Oh. Gotcha.
I'm on the NJCAA. I'm trying to find the rankings for the men.
Number one. Look at the top.
I am. It doesn't say it. Hang on. Sports basketball. Doesn't have rankings.
Maybe right, Florida State's offensive line play would be better had they said, sure, come on down. Come on up.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Are you insinuating you would have played offensive line?
No, I'm insinuating that just my presence of greatness is, it's got an effect, clearly.
Okay, got
clearly.
It.
Okay.
You number got the, one, get Florida, the, Southwestern State.
Yeah.
25-1.
Who's the one? Who got him?
I know they got 14 first-place votes. They got every first-place vote except for two. Vincennes, wherever that is, and Coffeyville.
Vincennes?
Northwest Florida State comes in at fourth. Then Ranger, Sheridan, South Plains, Indian Hills, John A. Logan, Casper round out the top 10. Number 11, Southern Idaho, Pearl River, Odessa, Olney Central. 15 is Cape Fear. 16 is Chipola. Seward County in 17. Barton, 18. Number 19, Southeastern. Trinity Valley, then rounding out the top 25, Georgia Highlands, Dayton State, Cochise or Cochise, whatever. How about
spell it?
C-O-C-H-I-S-E.
Go ahead. You're the Latin and Greek expert around here. Go.
Did you just point to me?
No. Yeah, I did. I pointed to Chris.
Latin. That's not Latin or Greek. That's
called a rainstorm of squabble earlier today.
23, Eastern Florida State. Where the hell is that?
I called a rainstorm of
squabble.
Where's
Eastern Florida State? Then Tallahassee, then Tyler. So a lot of Florida. Where is Eastern Florida State?
You know where Florida is?
Yeah, Gainesville.
Eastern side
to
of
the
it.
East.
Well, how do I know it's where we saw you? How do I know it's east of Gainesville? Why isn't it east of Fort Myers?
I was talking the state, not the university. So I bet you it's somewhere between Jacksonville and Miami.
No, total Jacksonville guess. And the Keys.
No idea what he's talking
somewhere
about.
Somewhere between Key West and Jacksonville.
No idea what he's talking about.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, that's a valid question.
It's where's like Northwest Florida State? Oh, I get it. So by Tallahassee?
Panhandle. Clearly on the panhandle.
Yeah. Fact.
Yeah.
And no, the community college up in Tallahassee is Tallahassee Community College.
Yeah.
TCC.
TCC.
Really
yeah.
good baseball program.
Yeah.
Very good baseball program.
Good party school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The whole town of Tallahassee. They get down.
Good times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tallahassee reminds me a little bit of Bloomington in that you got like your little state capital, town square, then there's a university around. That's how I usually lay it out.
Too. Is Bloomington state capital?
Well, no, but they got.
I didn't think so.
They got like a big county courthouse right in the middle. No, it's not.
It's not really a state capital.
No, you know what? I kind of exaggerated there a little bit.
Should Tallahassee be the state capital so far north? So far
yeah, that's north. Messed
no,
up.
No, it shouldn't. It should be somewhere.
Should be Orlando yeah, would
yeah,
be fine.
Yes. Yeah.
University of
and
Florida.
And besides, the whole Tallahassee from the panhandle, I mean, that's not Florida.
They should have built the state house on the campus of the University of Florida right in the middle. Oh, out Disney World. Make the castle.
Make the castle
the
it.
Make the castle the state
the
house.
The castle would be perfect. Fantastic.
FGCU has their home baseball opener tonight.
Thank you, 513.
Thanks, 513. Yeah.
Thank you.
Should be a lovely evening for it weather-wise, too. That'll be nice.
A lot of other schools don't get to play.
Because it's still snowing up north.
Yeah, well, they come down here, as they should. Oh, yeah. Hey, NBA All-Star schedule, in case you're wondering.
All right.
I will be watching none of this, but you might.
By the way, Rising Stars game on 99.3 ESPN tonight.
Really?
Is that the freshman-sophomore game?
That's the one that's there. If I'm
USA
gonna watch
versus the world.
Then I'll listen. Friday night, the Celebrity All-Star game kicks off first, featuring a mix of celebs and former players like J.B. Smoove. What does he say?
Did you say Smooth or Smoove?
Smoove, S-M-O-O-V-E.
Chris, help me out with that.
Who's that? Hold on.
I immediately go to Chris.
Chris Daugherty? Chris Daughtry?
Daughtry.
Daughtry?
Isn't that singer. One American Idol. Very famous.
Don't watch it. Dr. Oz, I know that. Right? Is that Dr. Oz? That's the
show.
And Ray Allen. We know who he is.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
And that's followed by the Rising Star game. Who's J.B. Smoove and Chris Daughtry?
Smoove.
Chris Daughtry, I've told you, he's a singer.
I know, but what does he sing?
Nothing.
Yes, he does.
What, is he on the radio?
I know, I'm more interested in J.B. Smoove because he spells his name wrong.
S-M-O-O. S-M-O-O-V-E.
Smoove.
And then, while he's looking it up, Saturday, you got the
very
skills.
I want to be called Craig Smoove.
Saturday, you got the skills company.
It's Daughtry.
Oh. Daughtry.
Oh.
Live it, learn it, listen to it.
Be on K-Rock?
No. No. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah, it would fit.
Yeah, it would. This is a little too...
Do you like?
Oh, J.B. Smoove's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh,
that guy,
Okay, the actor. Oh, he's hysterical. He's hysterical.
Makes sense why his name didn't show up in iTunes.
You said he was a singer.
I did not say he was a singer.
Chris Daughtry, Dopey says, did not win American Idol. He was bumped out number 5.
Fact!
Fact! Chris just schooled by Dopey.
You just got fact
checked. Well, hold on. I just had to throw it right back in Dopey's face because when I was going off on Michigan, he was like, oh, Chris is only mad because Miami can't beat New England. Actually, Dopey, 2-1 in the last 3 against the Pats.
Fact! One doesn't count, though.
Wow.
So, yeah, Saturday, skills competition, dunk contest. I don't think they still do that.
He was 4th place, and Taylor Hicks beat him, which is an outrage. It's a travesty.
Why?
Because. Have you seen Taylor Hicks?
What is he saying?
I don't know. I don't know what he sings.
I think I've seen him more around than Daughtry.
He had gray hair at like the age of 20.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's what he's famous for.
Great.
And he got the sympathy vote is what happened. Daughtry was the best guy on that season of American Idol.
Really?
Everybody texting in, he finished 4th. If you're going to correct me, come at me with the correct stat.
Faith said 5th.
He didn't finish 5th, he finished 4th. I just Googled it.
Okay.
Yep. What's this?
That's J.B. Smoove.
No, but Faith says the daughter didn't win Idol.
Daughtry. It's a typo.
Oh, Daughtry. Okay.
Jeez. Yeah, 910. Daughtry does look like Vin Diesel. Smaller.
Yeah, J.B. Smoove is hysterical. On Curb Your Enthusiasm, absolutely hysterical. No, he's a good guy. Good comedian. Yes, yes, yes. He's very talented. But I'm still not watching it.
Really?
No, not
you
watching
You watch everything.
No, I'm not. I tell you, I'm watching tonight. I'll watch. What's on tonight? NBA. I'm going to catch up with a movie tonight. I'm staying in.
What movie?
I don't know. Something new. Something I haven't seen. I don't know.
That's
not a lot of good movies coming out. Until list. Next, yeah, it's next month. Not a lot of good movies coming out right now. Not a lot of movies out right now I want to see.
Yeah, my wife said the same thing. We're kind of in the mood to go to a movie this weekend. And I said, well, there's nothing out. But there's still, I still haven't seen Gaga or Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, there you go.
I think they're still in the theaters. So I may go, I may do that.
There's a little fun fact tonight. University of Buffalo, they're ranked 25th. They're a good team, 21-3. They're playing at Toledo. First time in 20 years.
Which sport is this?
College basketball. That Toledo's hosting a ranked team. First time in 20 years.
The Glass House.
Yes.
Well,
in football. Well, no, not the football. Yeah.
So what's the basketball glass house?
The
the building next to the glass house.
Glass outhouse.
The outhouse.
Hold on.
Probably not.
Wow, you talk about inefficient. A glass outhouse?
Savage Arena.
Savage Arena.
Yep.
The Bulls Welcome first, Buffalo.
The Bulls are the first ranked team in 20 years to play at Toledo Savage Arena, where the natives will be ready for their marked visitors.
My 3-year-old is up at Lake Okeechobee with the in-laws.
Yeah.
So I've got the 4-month-old.
How's the red tide up there?
Oh, it's the lake, so there's none.
Well, it's lake, not, you know what I'm
it's
saying.
It's green tide up there. It's algae.
It's meant to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. We just don't like it when they send it down here.
It's fine right now. But anyway, nice night alone.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask a really stupid...
Open a bottle of wine, probably.
But not alone, because you've got the baby.
He's easy.
Really?
He's good. Yeah.
Dude, tonight, if you've seen the Netflix documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight, Crazy Wild, you got to check it out. I have not seen it, but I am going. That's a good one, because I looked at it the other day. I almost started it, but I'm going to wait. Oh, The Mule with Clint Eastwood. That's out.
Deadpool 2's on HBO?
It is? I haven't seen that yet.
Well, you know what? There goes that bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I have not seen Deadpool 2.
I haven't either.
You have a wine rack, a wine cooler. What's your situation?
I got both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many bottles of wine you got in the house right now?
Six.
Yeah, I think we have 4 or 5.
It's reasonable.
We don't drink. Well,
5, 6, yeah.
Mostly,
I got like
the company.
I got 6 or 7 bottles of wine for Christmas.
Yeah?
So,
like a club?
Like no, just...
month wine of the month?
Well, somebody asked my wife, she was like, hey, what kind of alcohol, what kind of liquor should I get Chris for the house?
Right.
And she was like, well, we...
Crown Royal.
Well, I've got Crown Royal. I'm fine. I'm not going to go buy myself a nice bottle of wine. I'll buy myself a bottle of Crown. Okay. So I got wine.
Gotcha.
I have vodka soda.
You don't do anything else? Like, that doesn't start to like get stale on the palate?
Nope.
You want to throw a little maple syrup in there?
Yeah.
Spin it around,
maple
sweeten
syrup.
It up a little bit.
So I'll throw a little lemon and a lime in it. Mix it up. Sometimes I have a splash of diet orange soda.
Oh, there you go.
Or a splash of Fresca.
No Cran?
No. Don't like cranberry juice.
Huh.
Actually, I shouldn't say I don't like it. It's a lot of sugar. I stay away from a lot of the sugar drinks. And diet cranberries, yuck.
What about cranberry cocktail?
Sounds delightful.
I used to like cranberry. I don't have the sugar, and I don't like diet cranberry. Most diet stuff I like, I can deal with. Diet lemonade or low sugar lemonade.
Yeah.
But something about cranberry. I like cranberry juice, but I can't have the sugar.
Chris, don't be a spot on here. Tonight's the night. A Few Good Men.
Nope.
Do it.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you should do that. Come on, man.
It's a thriller.
Oh,
your wife will like it.
You'll be amazed. It's great acting. How can you not want to see that?
It's one of those things where I'm just.
You tried to rent it, but you had to buy it or something.
Yeah,
you
it was like
buy
$16.
It for $9.99.
No, I'm not doing that. You give me $10 and I'll watch
it. You just spent $4 to get a T-shirt from an AAF team.
I'll wear it, and it's the Hot Shots.
Who, by the way, take on Memphis this Kuchar. Weekend on the NFL Network.
You're Kuchar. Junior nickname.
Kuchar.
Won't spend $15. It's not.
I'll say it. I'm cheap.
It's not $16 to buy a few good men.
I don't think so.
It's not $16.
Depends what I'm doing.
It's not $16. I would dare say it's probably $9.99.
I'll screenshot it and send it to you tonight.
Well, what site are you getting it off of?
Xfinity.
No, go to Vudu. I told you.
I don't have Duvu.
Vudu. V-U-D-U.
Now you sound like me.
Vudu Economics. V-U-D-U. Put the app on your smart TV and become a member. It's very simple.
How much is it a month?
Nothing. It's free. You just download movies whenever you buy them. They give great rates. They come out faster than Xfinity sometimes.
I don't believe you.
By the way,
yes, they do. There's no charge.
Did you tell your wife the story yesterday how you had the two sets of chocolates and the lady thought you were cheating, one for the wife and one for the girlfriend?
Yeah, she laughed at me.
She think it was funny?
Well, she laughed at me after I gave her the second box.
Oh, okay.
Fresca 239 has more sugar than cranberries. Fresca is sugar-free. Sorry to inform you of that.
Fresca.
No sugar.
Hello.
In Fresca.
The 1980s called. Jeez. Where's your bottle of Diet Tab?
A splash of Fresca with vodka is delightfully refreshing. Yep.
I think we've had enough. What you got coming up next? Sheena Shepherd.
Potassium, too.
On 99.3 ESPN.
And the 99.3 ESPN app.
Thanks, Chris.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. The NBA ballers aren't the only ones with skills. Come on, check out the ladies of Twin Peaks. And you can also catch the Eastern Conference All-Stars take on the Western. Or actually, it's not how it really is. It's LeBron versus Giannis, but you know the deal. All the action starts at 8 p.m. on Sunday for the All-Star game at Twin Peaks. All right, here's another big event this weekend, of course, is the Daytona 500. And on this day in history.
Great American Race.
Great American Race. The 15th of February, 1998. Dale Sr. on his 20th try finally wins the Daytona 500, the race that eventually killed him.
The Intimidator.
Yeah, until the last one. Didn't work out too good.
Remember watching that race, actually.
Yeah.
I was a young gun.
I had just started working at Fox, and that was our debut race.
Was it really?
I had to break it to the national radio audience that he died. Ooh. I was on the air. Sad day. Sad day. All right, Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Pick somebody this week to win.
Joey Logano.
I took my guy.
Sorry, Pete.
Bubba Wallace.
You made that up.
No.
You made it up. That's like Sam Smith.
No, I didn't.
There's no Bubba Wallace in the Daytona 500.
Yes, there is. Google the guy.
Danica Patrick.
He's the only black NASCAR driver.
I know.
Bubba Wallace? Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll take Smith.
There is no Smith.
There's got to be a Smith in there somewhere.
Yeah, his real name's Daryl, but he goes by Bubba.
Well, that's what threw me off.
No, it's not.
Is there a Wallace in there?
Why don't you just take Matt Harvick and have go? He's 8-1. 8-1 odds.
Can't believe you guys thought I was making somebody up.
Harvick. I'll take Harvick.
Well, you went by Bubba, not his real name. And you threw me off. What number is he?
Make it up.
36.
Great.
You made it up.
Totally. Getting into our polls from today, is Colin Kaepernick's NFL career over now? This was at 99.3 ESPN Radio.
43.
88% say yes.
Richard Petzold.
I agree. And also on the poll, what do you think Cap's settlement from the NFL was earlier today? Do you think it was $20 million, $50 million, or $80 million? 44% of you say $50 million. 32% say $20 million. 24% say $80 million.
Show me the money.
I think you're right, Craig. I initially disagreed slightly, but I think it's closer to $80 million.
By the way, Show Me the Money is the wife from the movie where that she got jumped over by Joel Embiid the other night, right? That's the
actress. Regina King.
Yeah.
Yep, was the mom in the Tom Cruise movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
And what do you call it?
Renee Zellweger.
Yes, and the little kid.
Tom Cruise.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, yeah.
Which is loosely based off of...
some player.
Come on, you guys didn't know this?
No, it's based off of
Drew Rosenhaus. What is it?
I don't think it was Drew Rosenhaus.
No, I thought it was Drew Rosenhaus.
I think it was the other agent, Steinberg.
Lee Steinberg.
Lee Steinberg.
Yeah.
Is what I think. Could be wrong. We might have to do some homework this weekend. We'll find
out who's
right.
Movie.
It's a very good. I give up.
Chris, I'm not gonna.
The like floor it. Is yours. I like it. I don't love it.
I'd say it's a tad overrated.
You too. I liked it. I enjoyed it very
Look,
much.
Look, the kid is great.
Yeah,
the kid's fantastic. I don't know.
I think Wayne Fonce is in that movie too for like 2 seconds.
Is he?
Talk about overrated.
Greatest Lions best coach of all time.
Best 9-7 coach ever.
Fact.
Oh, man.
All right.
No golf for me this week. I can't believe I'm not playing golf in 3 days.
You're going through withdrawal. You got the shakes.
No. It's good. I'm just going to.
All right, Chris, you got what you got? We're running out of time.
I don't. No.
No. All right. How much time we got?
30 seconds.
No.
I can feel that. I'm a professional radio broadcaster.
Mark it down. Tiger Woods, top 10 finish this weekend, but Jordan Spieth ultimately going to win the Genesis.
I'm taking my new favorite golfer, JB.
What's his last name again?
Holmes.
Say it with a little more conviction,
Good
Pete.
Yes.
JB Holmes.
All right, everybody, we are off Monday. Have a happy President's Day weekend for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm awesome. My name's Craig Sheeman. God bless America.